This is CliffCentral.com.
All right, let's get Nadia in here. Let me meet this lovely woman. She's Nadia Nakai, which I said the first time, but my buddy didn't hear me properly.
Okay, sure.
Hey, Nadia, can I sit over here, baby?
Mistakes happen. Fanta-
Look at you, glamorous at this time of the morning, huh? Wow. Yeah, how are you, honey?
Good, and you?
Good to see you. Let me give you the proper introduction. What's happening?
Nothing much. How are you?
I'm very happy to meet you.
You too. This is extremely early, though.
I'm sorry about that.
Yeah. This was hard.
Were you working last night?
I was in studio till like 3 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, that's hectic. Let me take those glasses off. Let me see how your eyes
I
are looking.
I feel like I'm okay.
You don't
I'm
look too bad. You're beautiful.
Thank you.
I didn't have any idea you were so hot. You're hiding behind those glasses.
Yeah, it's because my eyelashes aren't in, so I feel very naked.
No, you look magic. All right, so
thank you.
Tell me about Nadia Nakai. First of all, being a woman in the rap business is tough.
Yeah.
Because, you know, if you think about the content of most rap songs, it's guys kind of talking about how much they score and what they've got and who they're showing off to and everything else. And they're not particularly nice about women. I mean, people like Oprah have always had their say about how male rappers are basically the bottom of the food chain.
Yeah.
But it must be interesting to be a woman and to have been... I mean, you're very well respected in the music business in South Africa.
You.
You've worked with Ricky Rick.
Yeah.
You've worked with Questa.
Yeah.
Ginger Trill, Kid X, DJ Dimples, some of the big names.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So these guys like and respect you. So I'm not imagining that there's a thing going on because you're a woman, but it is different.
It is different. It is a lot harder than males, I guess, because most of the time these guys know each other from like high school or whatever. And as a woman, you're always like the outsider because it's like a boys' club, and
like DJ Zintler as a DJ.
Yeah, you know what I mean.
Getting in with all those guys.
Exactly. Yeah. So for me, I felt like it was welcome because yes, they're always talking about women. Maybe it's like in a misogynistic way or whatever, but I think they needed a woman's representation of hip hop because hip hop affects everybody, like the youth and the lifestyle that we live, and we're going to clubs and we're having fun and whatever the case is, but you can't always have it in a male's perspective of how they're talking about women.
Well,
it's nice to come in and have it as a woman's perspective and also talking about the fellas and what they're doing and how they're messing up and niggas ain't shit. You know,
are you going to my buddy's picnic?
I honestly just heard about it now, but I think
it's
I need a beating.
It's
like
amazing.
I might get some inspiration for my next EP or mixtape or something.
You should go along. I'm telling you, you could fill up a whole album.
Exactly. Like so much inspiration. But like, so for me, I'm just like, at the end of the day, hip hop has always been about expressing yourself. And if people are going to start restricting people on how they want to express themselves, it's really up to them how they're going to. If you don't want to listen to their music, you don't have to. Not everyone is talking about women in a messed up way, or some people actually are uplifting women as well. So I think it's up to you about who you want to listen to.
I mean, I have profound respect for good rap.
Yeah.
You know, and there's good rap and there, you know, it's like anything else. It's like there's good poetry and there's bad poetry, but it's social commentary on the one hand.
Yeah.
It's also sometimes very funny. It's sometimes the cleverest commentary you're going to hear.
Yeah.
And in some ways,
and the realest.
It's the poetry of the 21st century, for heaven's sake. It's written to music and it sometimes flows better.
Yeah.
Who wants to read an old Shakespeare poem when you can hear something from Notorious B.I.G.?
Exactly. Exactly.
So, how did you get into this?
Well, it's funny. I actually started in Kenya. My mom and I relocated there because she used to work for Coca-Cola and I did my high school there.
Your mom is from Zim originally. Your dad's South African. So your real surname I mentioned earlier is Dlamini.
Yes.
But
I changed it when I was 16.
You changed it to Nakai, which sounds just cooler. I mean, there are lots of Dlaminis around. I don't know any Nakais, right?
Nakai actually is my middle name. My surname is Kandava.
Oh, wow.
So
Kandava?
Yeah, not Kandava. Kandava. But when we relocated to Kenya, they have like this rule of a woman can't take their child out of the country without consent from the father or whatever. So I had to change my surname to her surname to make it easier for us to relocate to Kenya, which was very strange.
Okay.
But it actually started in high school. I was just used to record on like my mom's old Mac on like really free beats and stuff. And then it never stopped. I just came back and then people started listening to me. So...
Did you know that you had a talent for this, or did someone tell you?
I think someone really confirmed it when I came back to SA. I think I always knew I had a talent for it, but then I didn't have anyone else to kind of like say you actually dope, because in hip hop in Kenya wasn't very big. Kenya is very dancehall and very African vibes. So coming here, there was a lot more of a hip hop influence, especially at my varsity. So
where'd you go to varsity?
I went to Monash.
Okay.
Yeah.
Apparently Monash is quite a cool place to actually study. I mean, there's a lot of international students. It's quite an interesting curriculum. Like, you could choose the most bizarre subjects there that you wouldn't get it at any of the other universities.
And I think it's the only university that allows you to study a double major. I don't think you can do double majors. Right. So I got a double major in marketing, media studies, and communication.
You must have met some interesting people there.
I did. But the thing is that I had, I mean, I went to high school in Kenya, and I'm originally from Zim. So I felt a lot like I was at home, because there was a lot of Zimbabweans, people from Botswana, a lot from Kenya as well. So there was a lot of African people that were there. South Africans were a very small minority. And
I'm glad, because South Africans, when they're in the minority, behave themselves. When we're in the majority, we behave like xenophobic idiots.
Yeah, I guess so.
It's a problem. But you said you studied communication and marketing.
Yeah, marketing, media studies, and communications. I graduated in 2013.
What did you want to do with that?
Well, I wanted to go into advertising, which is what I did. I did that for 2 years. And then
you were at one of the big agencies, right?
No, actually, small agencies. Well, I was at Havas, and then I went to Promise Group, well, Promise Brand, which were both very small agencies. I like small agencies. I don't like the Ogilvies.
Did you enjoy advertising?
I really did. I really did. But music was the calling, and I just focused on it. But if I wasn't doing music, I definitely would have stayed in advertising.
Because I suppose it's a... Like in advertising, at least, even though it's going through its own changes, at least you know the paycheck's coming every month.
Exactly.
When you're doing music, it's a lot harder, right?
It is a lot harder. I mean, I stopped working last year, December, but I've never had a month where I haven't paid my bills. And I think the money is always bigger than the paycheck that you're going to get every month, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sorry, what is that, Pashita? What's going on? Tell me what that is. Go up to this microphone. Pashita's giving me like notes here. I don't even know what's going
on. She's issuing instructions.
You know, on this show, if you don't tell me on the air, it doesn't happen. What do you need?
I don't want to disturb you. We need a picture for part two to be able to podcast part two. Greg needs a picture.
Okay, Ben's on. Okay. Wow, there's so much instruction. Sorry about this. I apologize. I was totally distracted by that.
It's okay.
All right, so we're talking to Nadia Nakai. She is a rapper. We're going to talk about what kind of rap she's involved in. We're also going to find out where she's performing next, so you can go and see her doing her stuff. But now let's get back to this whole idea of being a woman in rap. So what can you talk about? Because I don't imagine you said talk about the fellas and all the rest.
Yeah.
But girls don't respond the same way as guys. Like with guys, it's all about objectifying women, and you know she's got great titties and all this kind of thing. But with a girl, you're not going to go out there and talk about penises and stuff, right?
Well, Nicki does. I'm joking.
Nicki Minaj, yeah. Well.
I'm kidding. Well, the thing is that as women, you can talk about absolutely anything, because I feel like women run the world. And it's about how... So you guys need to understand that when guys in the club, their world revolves around women. They're there specifically for women. They're buying bottles for women. They're making sure that they look good for women. So it's nice to be able to make them think that we really care, but we don't. Because there's so many options. Like, you like option number two. Like, that's kind of stuff that you can talk about in hip-hop as a woman. Now, another thing,
Who are the great... I mean, I think of Missy Misdemeanor Elliott. I think of... that was her old name.
Yeah.
I think of Eve.
I love Eve.
Yeah,
Lauren, awesome. Lauren Hill could...
Lauren Hill, she could rap.
You know, back in her day.
Definitely. She was amazing.
Yeah.
Who do you love?
I love Eve. I love Lauren Hill, especially the Miss... Is it called the Miss... Miscommunication of
Miseducation, I think.
Yes, Miseducation of Lauren. The album was amazing. But I've always been inspired by Eve because she's thuggish. So she's like, she's girly, like in the essence of when you look at her, but the way she raps is very thuggish.
Yeah, but
that's very
unlike Lauren Hill, she didn't go to prison.
Yeah, okay.
So,
yeah.
You know.
Well, we don't know, because I actually think she had a little bit of misdemeanors when she was younger, because she was a bit of a thug. But I really like Eve. I've always liked Eve. And I love Nicki. I mean, she's running the game right now. She's, like, when you think about female rappers, that's the first name you come up with, and me being able to open up as well for her when she was in SA was amazing. I'm so upset.
Tell me about that.
That was really cool. So Casper obviously was performing, and he allowed me to jump on stage with him and do my single, and it was just so amazing, because I think there were a lot of people. There's like Nicki Minaj caters for a very wide demographic compared to me. Like, I cater to like the urban black people, whereas Nicki Minaj is very across the board. Yeah. So when I got there, I could see people looking at me like, okay, she's from here, but she's just like, you know, she's a rapper as well. And oh my gosh, she's actually really dope. So it was nice to be able to go into that market and be like, guys, I know you guys love Nicki, but we have a female rapper at home that you can also follow. So
I'm right
nice.
Here.
Yeah, so I felt like I was cultivating new fans, which was nice.
That's awesome. Did you meet her?
No, the security was so intense. She wouldn't even get out the car till we all like evacuated backstage.
Oh.
So I was very upset, but
because that would have been a hell of a picture.
Yo, tell me about it. Oh my gosh, I would have broke the internet.
Sure. I think you could do it on your own, though, anyway.
Thank you.
So how are things going? I mean, are you making decent money? Are you doing lots of gigs?
Yes.
Like, what's happening?
Well, I'm making a lot more money than I ever did, I guess, working.
Okay. That's great.
Yeah.
It's tough in music.
It is, but I think it's opening up, like, compared to how it was a few years ago, there's a lot of brands that are starting to really rally behind the leading musicians, like, and that helps a lot when you want to shoot your videos and they're able to put, like, sponsorships behind that. And there's a lot of ways that you can actually get funding for, like, brand affiliations, which is nice. Before, it was very hard. You either had to have the capital yourself or your record label had to pay or whatever the case is.
Does this mean, you know, a brand would, and you understand this from advertising, obviously,
yeah,
a brand would want association with you, so you'd get them sponsoring shows or you'd get them endorsing you for certain things.
Exactly. Kind of stuff. Yeah, because I mean, social media is very big, so the numbers that you have, they also contribute to how they...
How are your numbers? Come on, let's size you up.
I think on Instagram, 169,000. I'm not like you. I'm not 1.4 million on Twitter.
Hey, that's more than I got on Instagram. my Instagram account is private, so I have to approve everyone.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't want just everybody.
Yeah, but I guess, yeah, actually, I get that though.
Okay, so 169,000. That's not small.
Yeah, I think it's 169,000.
That's
powerful.
Yeah. You've got some clout.
Thank you. I'd like to hope so. But yeah, so stuff like that where they know that they can target their market directly through me. So that's why they think it's probably beneficial to affiliate themselves with someone like myself or Aquesta or Ricky Rick or whatever the case is, which is nice.
You seem so sensible. And I don't mean this as an insult, obviously. I mean, you seem to be far too... like together and in control and like strategic and thoughtful. You should be a lunatic if you're in rap. You should be committing felonies. You should be out there like slamming golf clubs into cars.
At the very least, you should be in a feud.
But if you know what, like, you know, girl, like,
so who you
no,
be-
I'm not beefing with nobody. Nobody. Oh my gosh. Like, you should know, I'm together because I'm educated. Okay?
I'm not saying that. You can be educated and behave really badly.
No, I wouldn't do that because the things that I've been rapping for a very long time. I've been in the industry for quite some time because actually I was the first commercial female rapper in hip hop in South Africa.
Right.
Before there was like Miss and Tubbies in Cuba, but they were underground hip hop. I was the one that commercialized it. So I've been in the game for a while and I think I know the game very well, and the team that I'm with, I'm thinking about how much bigger I can take it, and with my degree it helps a lot. So I am very strategic because I'm trying to live my life off this thing, and I want to make sure that I maximize it, and I'm going to the Grammys one day and I'm winning an award and I'm representing my country.
I believe you. It must feel good to be a pioneer in this
space. It does, but people forget. So that's why you need to sometimes shut them down and be like, hey, listen, pay attention.
Pull a gun at a party and see what happens.
No. My target market is in high school. I wouldn't want to, like, you know, mess up the people that love me.
Does it make you feel, you know, super responsible that you have all these young girls who maybe look up to you and they consider you a role model and all of that stuff? And if you put a foot wrong, or if you end up in the newspapers for all the wrong reasons,
they're gonna come
that you're gonna
for
let
you.
Them no, but that you'll let them down less than that they'll come for you.
You know what? I feel like it's inevitable that people will look up to you. I just feel like sometimes it's a lot of pressure because as humans you make mistakes, and sometimes I feel like either way people always talk about you for some sort of reason, maybe good or maybe bad, and in the day you have to keep living your life for yourself and not for other people, because if you make mistakes you can't beat yourself up because people looked up to you and now you've let them down. They will have another role model. It's not like you're the end or be all of their lives. It'll you'll move on and you'll get over it.
Sounds like you also had pretty good role models though growing up. I mean,
my mom,
your mom must be quite extraordinary. I mean, what's the story there?
My mom is a typical African woman. She's always been very strict the whole of varsity. So she supported me in my music, but she always said I need to get my
ever give you a hiding because you were
She's hectic, like
that's how they make them.
So I think that's why there isn't like a lot of controversy around me with like people in the industry or whatever, because I'm always the outsider, because like I said, I did my high school in Kenya. So when I came in, I've always been like the one that doesn't know anybody, or people just know me for my music, but we don't have like a personal relationship. So there's always a bit of that distance between me and them. So I think that helps me a lot because they're kind of scared to approach me, which is nice because you can't mess with Nadia.
Yeah, you want a little bit of space though.
Yeah.
So it's kind of nice when people are a little bit apprehensive.
Yeah, it's and good. Being a rapper,
people are usually... You know, they're worried about dissing you because you could take them down. you could put them in
yeah,
a song.
Yeah, but I think hip hop is about that. It's about actually taking shots. Eh? I don't think they're worried about that. It's
really?
Either if you take them down or not, but it's all about controversy and
okay.
making people talk. That hence why I dropped The Man featuring Casper and those
right.
shots in there to just cause some drama.
Damn no, right. No.
The growth of hip hop that we've seen in this country, do you think that it sometimes also attracts people who might think that they're talented but are not necessarily talented
yes.
because now everybody thinks, oh, I want to be a rapper.
Yes. There's
it can attract those people, right?
Oh, yeah. So much shade.
No, but it's true. I mean,
it's so true.
Rap is, it's like being able to sing. If you can sing,
yeah.
you can improve and you can polish and you can make it better. But if you can't sing, there's no amount of training that will fix it.
Exactly.
And if you don't have, if you can't rap,
yeah.
if you can't feel the flow,
yeah.
then you're just never going to feel the flow. There's no one who can teach you to do that.
Yeah. I think for people in the industry, there's a lot of people that are chasing the hype. They want their name to be spoken about. That's where they'll try find anything to keep them relevant. So let's just say you were doing something and then you just decided to rap. There's no way. I feel like if you've been a rapper, you've been a rapper since you were 16, 15, 14. It's been something
right.
when you're young. If you're going to switch up and not just be a rapper or a DJ, or it makes no sense. That means you're literally chasing the hype, which is going to be a problem for you, because that means you're not going to have longevity, because your content is not going to last long, because you don't actually have great content. And I'm just like, at the end of the day, people must get their priorities in order and realize that it's not about the hype. It's about your music, and it's about something that you love and people appreciating that, and not just being your name in the newspapers and your name on gig flyers
and people
like that.
Yeah, people are obsessed with getting attention.
Yeah,
but that doesn't always mean money.
Exactly. Yeah. So yeah, I guess that's the way it is. You just have to live and learn.
Thomas just sent me a message, and I was going to ask you about this. Have you seen this show that they've just launched on Netflix called The Get Down?
No.
Oh, you have got to watch this.
Have you seen it?
It's about rap, hip hop, and where it all started in like the 1970s in the Bronx.
The Bronx. Okay.
Have you seen it, Gareth?
Unbelievable. I saw a trailer for it, and I've started watching the first episode, but I couldn't finish it. I fell asleep.
Is it a docy or is it like a?
No, it's a drama.
Really?
Amazing. Amazing.
Oh, that's dope. Okay,
you see
cool.
the origins of kind of rap and hip hop and where it
and
all
started
and where it comes from. And it's
so
amazing. Yeah. And I mean, I was saying when Muhammad Ali died that in some ways he was like the great granddaddy of rap, because he would rhyme when he would do his...
He's sparring.
Yeah, but even before in those kind of dissing sessions where he would exclaim how great he was. And
yeah.
He would rap about stuff before rap was a thing.
Yeah.
And in some ways, guys like him deserve credit for having made this genre out of nowhere.
That's true.
And it's the youngest and most exciting place in music. It really is.
It really is. And the way that it's growing in South Africa is so amazing, because I feel like we're surpassing house a little bit. Maybe like house used to be like the talk of the town. I mean, before that it was Kwaito. And now hip hop is growing so like quick in such a small amount of time. It's so exciting about where we're going to be in a couple of years. I mean, we have people like... Rock Nation coming to SA to think about signing one of our artists. We've got people that are like AKA and Casper going overseas and getting nominated for BET Awards and stuff.
Do you have
like
a side on the Casper AKA
no,
beef?
No, I
you don't
have
choose
a side.
No.
None of them have done anything bad to me. Obviously, I'm signed to Casper, but it's not like. I don't know.
So if you had to choose, it would have to be Casper just because you
of
guys.
Of course,
yeah,
because
right.
I know Cas and he's my friend. So
yeah.
I mean,
no,
you know,
fair
but it's
enough.
Not like I have an issue with AKA. Nah, he's a cool guy. He's a gentleman. He opens doors, you know, he's nice.
You do still find those fans, though, who want to be particular about South African hip-hop, and they'll sometimes accuse the rappers of, oh, no, you're appropriating too much of the African-American culture.
Yeah.
Where do you stand on that whole thing, that they wanted to be more authentically South African, if you will?
I get why they say that. I get that you don't want to sound like everybody else. If they want to sound, they want to hear American music, they'll listen to American musicians, and they want people that can represent their lifestyles and what they live in. So I get that. I just feel that people need to just stop being so judgmental. People need to just chill out. And if you don't like someone's music, leave. Don't tell me how I must make my music. If I decide I wanted to sound a certain way, if you don't like it, you have a choice. You don't have to listen to my music.
It's like this show. I say to people all the time when they complain about things, but there's lots for you to listen to.
Yeah.
Plenty of boring stuff out there. Yeah.
Exactly. So
here's a question, though, talking about being judgmental. This is from G. Says, question for Nadia. What do you think when Nomuzi says she's a rapper? It grinds my tits.
You guys, you must let other kids be great. Yeah.
All right. So you don't have beef there either? You're not looking for a fight? Maybe you do.
Next question.
And here's someone called Eclitia.
Eclitia? Oh,
okay. All right.
I feel like you said that name wrong, just like you said my name wrong.
Eclitia. I didn't. My buddy heard it wrong.
Oh, okay.
Eclitia says, I would like to say great show, guys. Hi to Nadia. I love her.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. That's cool.
And Loisin Yogo, who says, first time listener, love Nadia.
Thank you. That's really cool. Appreciate that.
Yeah. Okay. Here's one. From Dineo Ranaka, on a scale of Kanye to Kanye, the EFF is so Kanye. I don't know that that has anything to do with you, but
No. But I get what she's saying. But, the ego's on 100.
Do you have anything to say about Mabala Noise and all of that controversy?
Do you have a question for me?
No, I'm just interested because there seem to be a lot of people who are choosing sides in that argument at the moment. And they're saying, oh, well, you know, I am a Mabala Noise supporter or I'm not, or...
I don't know. The thing is that for me, I'm a Ricky supporter. I'm a Nasty supporter. And whatever decision they feel like is best for their career, I always support them. So I don't know anything that goes in Mabala Noise or whatever stories have been going on. I have no idea. And
is
I don't ask questions.
Is there anyone in rap in South Africa who you just do not like, full stop?
Yeah, there is. But I'm not going to mention this person. Like, I'm giving them
a girl or guy.
Free. this girl and guy.
Oh, okay.
There's more than one.
It's a duo.
Yeah, you know, I just don't like giving free airtime.
Okay, fair. Well, that's good. Why spread negative energy?
Exactly. Right? I'm such a positive person right now.
Well, I'm glad. It sounds like you've got everything going right for you. And
Thank you.
I look forward to seeing you on that Grammy stage one day.
Thank you. Eventually, I want to be sitting like... Okay, never mind. Let me just keep my dreams.
No, let's hear the dream.
Let's put the dream out there. But eventually, I really want to be like overseas and I want to be going to these awards and being nominated for like, you know, Best African or Best, you know...
Something damn
like
right. I mean, listen, this is dreaming big.
Yeah.
Why should you not?
Exactly.
And if there are any people who think that you shouldn't be in that place, then they can keep it to themselves.
Exactly.
I don't see them doing anything. Right, Mubs?
Absolutely. Exactly.
Beautiful. Well, thank you, Nadia. Pleasure
Thanks
to meet you.
Thanks for having
you.
Me.
Yeah, you're too. Very cool. I had no idea because honestly, I didn't know too much about you. I knew
it's
a little bit. And now I know quite a lot and I think you're fantastic.
Thank you. I really appreciate
it. I hope it goes well. All right, baby. You be good.
I'm going to go get some controversy for you to be like, okay, now she's a rapper.
Got a boyfriend?
She shot somebody. No.
No, you're single at the moment.
Yeah.
What happened with, weren't you dating .com?
Yeah.
What happened there?
That's a long story.
How long ago did that end?
About 2 months ago.
Oh, okay. So you're fresh off the...
Yeah, now I'm trying to lose the breakup weight because for real, I'm
You don't have breakup. Come on.
I really do have it. Can you see I'm wearing gym clothes so I can go to the gym straight after this? Like, I don't waste the time.
Yeah, well, if anyone wants to train and watch you on the step machine, where can they see that happening?
Virgin active. I'm the main.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks
awesome
so much.
To see you. Very cool. There, everybody, listen up. If you haven't been to see any of our shows, when can we see you next?
Major League on the 17th of September. This weekend, I know I'm somewhere.
Come over
I'm in
here,
Secunda.
Dude.
That's my manager. I'm in Secunda.
This is your manager. Will you get over here? Let me talk to you first.
Let's meet everyone.
Yeah, let's meet the whole family. What's your name? You're the manager.
Bash.
What?
Bash.
Bash. All right, yeah. Bash. Is she a handful to manage or is she easy to manage?
Surprisingly. Like, she's always on time.
You only manage Nadia or do you manage others?
Only Nadia.
Yeah, well, she's successful. You don't need any others, right?
No.
What kind of commission are you taking?
I know, we're not going to ask any personal questions
no,
here.
No. What is it? 15, 20%?
Family, she's pretty fair. It's a decent amount.
15? 15?
That's a bit little.
20%. Yeah, that's a good management fee. I give my manager 20%. That's what you got to do.
Yeah.
And he looks after you, Nadia.
Yes, yeah, he does.
He's good to you. Make sure you don't end up with gigs in shitty places.
No,
right?
But he's like security as well. He's literally got so many hats, guys. He's like, he's my DJ, he's my road manager,
oh,
he's
please.
My manager.
I could beat you up. What's your name again?
Ah!
I'm going to come to you. If you and I had to fight, who do you think would win?
He would. He would floor you.
Oh, gosh.
He's colored. Don't forget.
What are you trying to say about colored? How do you know I'm not colored? I just have very white color.
I'm sure.
All right, Bash. Nice to meet you, too, dude. Keep looking after this woman. She's special, you know. She could end up dragging you along to the Grammys. You might just get a backstage pass if you're lucky. You're 20%. All right. Good man. Nice to meet you. So what's the gig? Come on, pull the other one.
On the 10th, we're in Secunda Spring Fest. 17th, Major League Gardens, and then 29th of October, the big one, Philip Orlando Stadium.
Oh, that's going to be huge. That's going to be huge.
Sure. I'm getting my outfit made already now.
How many other people are going to be performing at Philip Orlando?
My label mates, Tseho and Gemini, and then obviously
Casper. Of course,
Casper,
yeah.
Yeah, I'm not sure if there's opening acts. I know the Dome.
That sounds good enough to me.
Yeah.
All right, so if people want to get tickets, get them now, because you know what happened when the Dome, you know... People were bitching and complaining, oh, exactly. No tickets available. Well, you got to wake up and make a move.
Exactly. I hope to see you guys there, though.
Nadia, I'll come.
Please do.
No, I won't. I don't leave my house.
he's a grumpy old man.
Really?
I don't go any. I would like to see you rap, though. Do you do a bit of freestyle every now and then?
No, I don't. I always say to people that I'm not a freestyle rap. I'm a person that writes. I don't rap with the dome because I always want the best things.
I'm not judging.
But I'd love you to come in because I do put on a show, though. So I'm not just rapping. You guys are bored. It's really a show.
It's like a whole dance thing.
Not really, but like you like it. Do you like bums?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, you like it then.
Yeah, what like spandex it. Pants and
no, like beautiful outfits. It's like
that sounds sexy. All right, I'm in. Thank you guys. Very cool. Nice to meet you both. And there's Nadia Nakai, everybody. Make sure you go to her shows. You've heard when they are. You have no excuses now. Make it happen.
This is CliffCentral.com.